Burns, because we need to know what is going on. Lyndon is an aviation expert. Good morning, Lyndon. Thank you so much for joining us. So we just need to understand what is going on, because I was trapped at this airport. I arrived to discover what was happening in front of me, and I also arrived to meet people who've been pulled off the tarmac this weekend. Tons of airports, one particular holding company that owns two very, very big airline brands, were told on Saturday morning, as far as I can understand, or as far as being reported, that they weren't allowed to take off because of a succession of mid-air emergencies, seems to be the technical, or at least the vague enough term, not to cause any kind of clients to panic, in the last few months, that have been quite harrowing in some cases, that have meant that they haven't been allowed to take off. And they're still not allowed to take off because apparently they haven't been able to convince the Civil Aviation Authority that they are in good standing and safe. How serious is this situation, and also how unusual is it?
Morning, Dan, and to everyone who's listening. Look, it is a serious situation when the Civil Aviation Authority starts grounding airlines. And, I'm sad to say, but our Civil Aviation Authority, has developed a track record for doing this sort of thing. And it's equally always ended up on the receiving end of legal challenges when it does. So, the Civil Aviation Authority's got a very important role to play in ensuring that, aviation is safe. And we all pay, anyone who ever buys an air ticket in South Africa pays one of those taxes that is levied on your air ticket, is a thing called the passenger safety charge.
Oh,
and it's okay. the biggest source of revenue for the Civil Aviation Authority.
Wow.
The Civil Aviation Authority, it's got a very clear remit, but it also has to balance that against, not killing the industry and killing, big companies. And the moment you start throwing around suspension orders or withdrawing operating certificates, you don't just call into question the capabilities and the safety of one particular operator. You actually call into question the veracity and the safety of the entire country and of the operating system and even of the CAA. Because the question that people would rightly ask is, well, if it was safe for me to fly on Friday,
yes,
on that airline and that those airplanes were deemed to be safe, what changed at the stroke of midnight that suddenly made them unsafe?
Yeah, but then, I guess the response is also from the CAA saying, well, they haven't proven to us that it is safe. And if I understand correctly, there have been a number of incidents with this airline company. And, I mean, I just want to know, what a mid-air emergency is and how serious that is.
Okay.
Because if you have four or five difficult instances of landing gear not coming down, engines failing, it sounds stressful and scary for flyers, too.
Of course it is. Absolutely, and of course it is. But the question is, then, why did they not act immediately?
Okay.
Why wait until the eve of arguably the biggest tourist event in the country, the Cape Cycle Race?
Yeah.
Okay. And they've done this before with previous groundings. I can go back to 2006 when they grounded Nationwide, which was a domestic airline. And they did it 2 months after an incident where, a serious incident, an engine fell off an aeroplane.
Wow.
On takeoff, okay? But they waited 2 months and they did it on the first day of the December school holidays.
Okay. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. So my question is, what happened that made it unsafe? Yes, Comair had these incidents, and airlines have had incidents. SAA had these serious incidents with a flight to go and fetch vaccines last year.
Yes.
But there was no action taken against that. There were two very serious incidents that nearly saw, a large aeroplane crash into the East Rand Mall.
Okay.
So it's about the consistency. The CAA, and sadly, our CAA is embattled. It's got a deficit of trust. It's been shown not to have its own house in order when it came to the loss of its own aeroplane and the report that came out on that a couple of months ago. So I think it's behoven on the CAA to take the public and the industry into its trust, especially seeing as though we pay for that, and to say and to be absolutely upfront and transparent and say, look, these are these are our concerns. This is why we've moved on this today. Okay. If they were to come around and say, look, the airline, we gave them 3 weeks to respond, and they didn't. Fair enough, but they've not done that.
Okay.
And that to me is a worry. You know, the CIA has a very, very important role to play, and we've got to be able to trust them implicitly to be acting impartially, fairly, and appropriately when they do this. Now, with those incidents you asked about, by all accounts, they were all resolved. The crew did what they were trained to do, and the situations were handled well and professionally. And I think that is an important consideration as well. We've not had a serious airline loss in this country for many, many years.
Okay.
And that's as equal a testament to the CIA as it is to the industry being professional.
Okay, so we certainly understand from that perspective how CIA ideally should be acting differently. What needs to happen now? Lyndon, because I mean, I certainly haven't got any information on whether I'm going to get flight vouchers. I certainly I've still not been sent an email from anybody saying, so sorry, this is the plan, so sorry, this is what happened. Like, it's Monday, it's nearly 48 hours since I was supposed to fly. Many people missed huge events and then had to fork out an extraordinary sum of money. What must happen now?
Yeah. And this is where then the airline needs to step up to the plate as well and kick in with its crisis communications, and it needs to be communicating with its customers and those who were affected over the weekend, but those who are also now going to be affected going forward, as well as any who are thinking about flying with it. They've got they're now sitting on the back foot, on the defensive, with a lot of angry customers. This is a company that's it's been around since the 1940s and has been impeccable, has had an impeccable reputation. And for something like this to happen is going to be devastating. And at the same time, they've been coming through their own business rescue and restructuring, so they're probably quite lean in terms of management and resources. But they need to move very quickly, bring in extra feet on the ground. They've got a PR consultancy that they can rely on. And start communicating. That's the important thing. Whenever something goes wrong, whether it's a delayed flight or a grounding, the one thing you that people really look for and expect is information, because that gives you a sense of what do I need to do, a sense of predictability, making sense of a crisis.
Well, thank you so much for that perspective, Lyndon, because honestly, all of my anger has been at the airline for the last 48 hours, and nobody knows anything about CAA unless I think they work in the industry, because they can't see how it's affected and how it moves. But thank you very much for that perspective and that explanation. We really appreciate it. Lyndon Burns, top aviation expert, thank you so much for your time again. We always appreciate having you on, man.
That's a pleasure. Thank
you. Cheers. Okay, thank you so much. Then category quiz is next. Lots of people want to play. Text us on the WhatsApp line if you want a chance also.
In Johannesburg.